total of 30 persons with disabilities in Arua district on Wednesday received wheelchairs to ease their mobility. This is the third time the wheelchairs have been lobbied and given to the needy PWDs in the district. During the first lot, 14 people benefited with wheelchairs. The second batch had 29 people who benefited, while 30 people received the wheelchairs on Wednesday, March 11, 2026. The woman MP Arua, Lilian Paparobiale, lobbied for the wheelchairs from Hope Health Africa through the World Action Fund for the Persons with Disabilities. Paparu says the wheelchairs will help solve mobility challenges for the PWDs, including accessing schools, places of worship, health facilities, and other social gatherings in the community.
One of my manifesto items was supporting persons with disabilities for 11th Parliament, and it is actually still an item in the 12th Parliament, because one of the needs among my people is I have persons with disabilities. When I was going for campaigns in my first term of office, I got a number of these people. Others would be in their houses, others cannot move, their children, pupils will get in schools, crawling, their uniforms are dirty. So since then, I sat back. When I tried to check the cost of wheelchairs, they were as expensive. But in the initial stages, I bought a few and I knew they were expensive. So having a civil society background, I started getting in touch with organizations that can support my people. So this would be the fourth phase where we are giving out wheelchairs. And the last time we were checking, actually this time they were willing to give us up to 50. But when we checked, the people we got were 31.
Philem Apango from the World Action Fund says a number of the PWDs still need close support and guidance in using the wheelchairs, especially the children.
By now, people who have trouble with their legs mostly will give out the wheelchairs. So, as the Honorable has already told you people, this is our fourth time giving out the wheelchairs. Like right now, we are giving 50 wheelchairs to be distributed. And out of the 50, currently we are giving out 30 to the team that has come today here. So, we are so glad that the team that work with the people with disability and the team from the side of the government, they have been working together with us. We have coordinated well and everything is going on well.
Aikorujin Longo, the Community Development Officer in charge of PWDs and elderly persons, says the wheelchairs will help the PWDs move with a lot of ease.
There are 30 beneficiaries from the wheelchairs. We're able to bring them nearer to the people because some of the beneficiaries are so fragile, they cannot reach that far. The wheelchairs help the persons with disabilities in mobility. As if the world is not aware, as persons with disabilities, our major challenge is mobility, and movement is an issue. Most times, if you are heavy, you're carried. If you're a person who is physically challenged and you're carried from one place to another, but with the help of this wheelchair, the beneficiaries will be able to access church, they'll be able to access school, that is learning institutions, they'll be able to access all social services, that is health centers, health facilities, they'll be able to go to school, they'll be able to go to the market with a lot of ease.
The residual elections for